Greek doctors and nurses and staff from state-run hospitals have had enough. They went on a 24-hour strike today to protest short staff and low pay. And this all comes as a Greek official says Greece will not be able to make an upcoming repayment to the International Monetary Fund unless a bailout deal is reached. Now, the creditors say Greece can't have that bailout money that the country's been given until they start reforming. But Greeks, as we are hearing, are balking. They're striking over those austerity reforms. John Saropoulos is an independent journalist living in Athens. His blog is The New Athenian. And John, it sounds like a vicious cycle. Creditors demanding reform, Greeks saying we can't cut anymore.
That's right. And this is the reason why the left-wing government, Syriza, came to power in late January. Their key promise was that they were going to reduce the amount of money that Greece was sending abroad to pay back its creditors and keep some more of that money at home. The government specifically wants to make about 1.2 to 1.5% of GDP available to its creditors, down from more like 3%. And that would keep a few billion dollars more in the economy, which Syriza says desperately needs reinvestment. I think that's the key reason why they were elected, because the one question their conservative predecessors, who were austerity-minded, could not answer was, what are you going to do about the fact that the debt is unsustainable and that the Greek economy, because it's not growing, cannot ultimately continue to make those payments?
And John, just remind us, why is the Greek economy not growing? What was the problem at the root of this?
Well, at the beginning of the crisis, the general consensus was that the reason the Greek economy was shrinking was that it wasn't competitive. And while that is probably true, the answer is now more complicated than that. The International Monetary Fund came out with an ex post facto report in the summer of 2013 of its fiscal adjustment program for Greece. And in that report, it said that all the cost-cutting that it forced upon the governments of 2010 onwards actually contributed far more extensively than it had originally estimated to the shrinking of the economy.
This was the global debate at the time when all the countries were feeling the recession, spend or cut. Countries like the U.S. spent and pulled out of it. And as you say, the IMF is saying maybe there were too many cuts initially in Greece. But what happens now if Greece cannot make this repayment to the IMF? We understand the euro has already fallen on the news.
The finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, made it quite clear when questioned at the end of the last Eurogroup on May 11th that the amount of time that he believes Greece has at its disposal to complete its negotiation with creditors was 2 weeks. In other words, about a week before the end of May. This, I think, was his estimate of the time during which Greece could both pay salaries and pensions at home and service debt overseas. After the end of May, the government is going to have to choose salaries and pensions and default on its external debt. At least that is what it has said it's going to do if push comes to shove.
Well, there's still the possibility of those bailout funds being unlocked. Is there any chance of that, so that Greece would have access to some of that money, even if it maybe hadn't enacted all the reforms that were tied to that money?
The original rubric of the negotiation, which was produced on February 20th, was precisely what you described, that there was going to be a sort of interim agreement at the end of April, which would be everything that was agreed upon between the government and its European partners, and that would be signed as a confidence-building measure and used as a springboard from which to then proceed to solve all the bigger and more contentious issues by the end of June. But it now seems that the Europeans are playing hardball, and they have basically forced a full and comprehensive agreement upon the Greeks without the interim stage, which means no early release of 7.2 billion euros with which Greece can keep going for a few weeks longer. And that means that the Greeks really, at the end of May, have got to make some very hard decisions about whether they're going to give in on the red lines, as they call them, of their government negotiation strategy, particularly deregulation of labor and reducing pensions, or whether they're going to go ahead and default on the external debt and stick to their red lines.
That's John Syropoulos, independent journalist living in Athens. His blog, again, is The New Athenian. John, thank you.
Thanks for having me.